Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
You're listening to the man who has received so much recognition for his work on behalf of small business that he had to get a bigger mantle for his awards and a wider door for his head.
You have reached the transmitting signal for the big giant head. All big giant circuits are busy right now. Please stay on the line.
Mr. Humble, Jim Blasingame.
Welcome back. 34 After, thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure, as always, to continue to be with you, and I'm excited about having our good buddy Norm Brodsky back on the show. Norm is the author of the outstanding book, The Knack. He is also a contributing editor to Inc. magazine, has been for a long time. When you read Norm's stuff, within about 4.5, maybe 5.5 seconds, you realize real quick this guy is he's not a pontificator. He's not a professor. He's a rubber meets the road kind of guy, and that's what you get when you get Norm Brodsky. He's an entrepreneur extraordinaire. Norm, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Thanks for the comments.
Well, it's my pleasure. It's all true. Good to have you back. Norm, I have a lot of economists on the show, and they know a lot about macroeconomics, but not so much about microeconomics, meaning, you know, what are we seeing out there? You know, macro is the big picture. Micro is where the cash register rings.
Right.
And I'd like to get your cash register perspective on the economy right now.
Well, you know, we're hearing the stock market's going up. The job situation is getting better. You know, we're getting everything under control. Now, I really don't believe any of that. I think it's going to be years. I said this last time I was on your program. Mm-hmm. That it's going to take 10 years from where we were to get back to where we were, especially in the jobs. And we face a number of things. Go ahead.
Norm, you and I have heard all of our lives, and we've actually seen this old maxim come true in the past, where the stock market is a leading indicator of the economy. And I continue to hear people say that, but I've decided that this time around, the stock market is only a leading indicator of itself. What do you think?
You know, I agree with that. I think it is forecasting one thing, though, I believe. I think that it's forecasting some pretty good inflation down the road, and soon. Because hard assets during inflationary times gain in momentum, and the stocks
like gold and commodities,
like gold, commodities, land, lots of things. You know, so I think it's forecasting that. Plus, the companies are lean and mean. They learn to make dollars off all our backs. You know, mm-hmm. They're cutting salaries. They're not. They're running people really hard.
Yep.
So there's a whole bunch of reasons why, the least of which meaning the economy is getting better.
Mm-hmm.
I mean.
So talk to us about that. You were going to say what you're seeing out there, and I agree with what you just said. I do think that at some point in time, the major corporations are going to have to reckon with the folks that they've been expecting so much of.
Yeah, it's true. I mean, what I see all the time is, and you read about it every day, about how the debt's getting out of hand, our debt, our government's buying back our own bonds and things of that nature. I'll be positive later because I think this creates opportunities, but right now I want to talk about the economy itself. It's not going to get better anytime soon. And better, what I mean, is giving people and creating lots and lots of jobs. Even mm-hmm. the entrepreneurs today are a little different. They're driven to earn a living, which they've always been in a way. But a lot of the new startup companies are individuals who are running the business by themselves just to earn a living. So there's
right.
a different atmosphere out there for the first time in a very, very long time.
Right. No, I agree with you. And of course, my audience knows that when everybody else was talking about the V recovery and the M and the W recovery and the U recovery, I was talking about the M recovery, which stands for marathon.
Well, you're right there. Like I said before, I think from where we were to get back to exactly where we are, it's at least a 10-year span. We've been through
10 years. You think 10?
Yeah.
Well, and of course, the big deal in an economy like the United States, the big deal is getting people back to work, isn't it?
Yeah, it is a big deal, and what's happening is that in this last fiasco we had, we were so overexpanded that we have to eat up all through that unused work process that we have, and there's lots of unused capacity in our economy, and it's going to take a long time to get through that.
But you know, Norm, when you have people out of work that long or underemployed that long, that's a resetting of a society almost, isn't it?
It's definitely is. And some of the problem, and it's not all of it, but some of the problem is that there are certain pockets of jobs available, but we don't have enough educated people to fill those jobs.
That's where the structural unemployment's coming in.
Yeah, we have structural unemployment, just what I was going to say, Jim. And,
yeah.
And so what happens is we have to re-educate everybody, and you can't do that overnight.
That takes time, no question. When we come back, folks, that's the bad news. The good news is Norm says there's opportunities out there, and we're going to talk about that right after this break. 20 till, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.